Over in Arc Stable Diffusion, users are exploring unexpected capabilities in video models, specifically Minimax H3. One widely discussed post highlights that while H3 wasn't officially released as an image generation model, its text-to-image prompt adherence is kind of absurd. The author shared stills generated via pure text-to-image, noting that while minor flaws appear upon close inspection, the model achieves incredible results at this scale. Community members weighed in with fascinating technical insights. One top commenter noted that it makes total sense because a video model has the ability to understand and model the physics of the world in a way still image models cannot. Another user pointed out the workflow friction, explaining that getting a good starting frame requires a 30-minute processing time, like rolling a pair of dice, but because Minimax nails the initial image so well, everything that follows remains remarkably consistent. Another post from the same community showcases a quick and dirty space horror test titled Absolutely Insane, that this made this locally. Combining Kria 2, H3, Minimax Music, Starlight Topaz, and Premiere. While the creator clarified it was merely a technical test focusing on alien screaming rather than high art, commenters offered a mix of critiques. Some called the screaming cringe and criticized the repetitive shot framing as slop, while others acknowledged the visual fidelity but emphasized the ongoing need for solid storyboarding and scriptwriting to elevate AI filmmaking beyond raw tech demos. Additionally, a post titled Minimax H3, Reddit mod Can't Hold Himself shared a detailed multimodal prompt generating a 1990s Japanese OVA anime aesthetic with fluid hand-drawn animation, vibrant neon lighting, and a 16:9 widescreen format at 560p using 15 steps without a LoRa, sparking light-hearted engagement across the board. Moving to Arsuno AI, frustration is brewing over subscription updates. A prominent post titled There You Go. Upsell is all there after critiques platform changes aimed at monetization rather than filtering out AI slop, sparking anxiety about whether active pro users will be frozen out of access to newer models in favor of higher-tier premier subscribers. This sentiment was echoed in an annual pro subscribers are getting scammed with these midterm changes, where users expressed deep anger over unilateral terms updates cutting monthly download limits down to 20 mid-cycle. While some commenters pointed out that platform terms and conditions legally allow companies to alter terms at any time, affected annual subscribers argued that changing contract terms after upfront payment disrupts professional workflows and project management. On a lighter note, discussions also touched on workflow evolution in Remember My Post About Suno Becoming a DAW? Well, Suno Studio 2.0 happened. This post revisits the debate over whether AI generators should evolve into full digital audio workstations, with users experimenting with the new Studio 2.0 interface and sharing positive first impressions of its built-in effect options. Another thread invited users to share their highest view count songs, resulting in indie creators trading links, analyzing their modest view counts with humility, and discussing the nuances of setting up multi-voice duets. Over in Arc Tech SEO, technical optimization for generative engines took center stage. A thoughtful post asks, why does AI describe our product differently in other languages? The author notes that while English AI queries yield accurate product descriptions, Spanish and French queries return generic answers or miscategorize the product, leading to community discussions around localized third-party content gaps and translated terminology mismatches. Meanwhile, a data-driven post titled I Mechanically Checked 18 Well-Known SEO Content Sites for AI Answer Readiness, including my own. Half-fail a basic heading hierarchy check detailed a DOM parsing script analyzing heading structures and the presence of /llms.txt files across major marketing domains. While a few initial commenters knee-jerked accusations of AI slop, constructive users defended the post, emphasizing that it provides a useful mechanical extraction readiness check rather than a definitive citation score, proving that clean semantic HTML remains vital for LLM parsing. Finally, in RVO3, creators are pushing cinematic boundaries using multi-tool pipelines. A standout post titled Carry On, a cinematic human story built with VO3, Grok and Suno details an ambitious project weaving three characters across Mumbai, Nairobi, and Kyoto into a shared emotional tapestry exploring memory, loneliness, and hope. The creator noted that working with VO3 felt like a breath of fresh air, offering natural expressions, subtle movements, and emotional depth that signal a transition from generating cool isolated shots to crafting living moments. Another user shared their entry for the FutureVision XPRIZE, a sci-fi piece set 1,000 years in the future where memory becomes inheritance. The creator shared their unique background, spending 18 years as a high-end hospitality chef before teaching themselves writing, directing, and AI pipeline management entirely solo, highlighting the democratization of filmmaking brought on by modern generative tooling.